Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Happy Transgender Day of Visibility. $20 an hour, 20 years since Google unveiled this. And the final four is set. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Biden's big fundraiser raised a lot of money. It was held at Radio City Music Hall featuring Presidents Obama and Clinton. All three were on stage, asked questions by Stephen Colbert. They raised $26 million. At the end of February, Biden's campaign had $155 million on hand. And now this added on to it. Biden said last night showed the skeptics, it showed the press, it showed everyone that we are united. Democrats are. The same day that was taking place, Trump was at the wake of the New York City police officer who was shot by the guy who had been arrested 21 times already. Meanwhile, President Biden on Easter chose to issue a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. And when Republicans, of course, commented on this, his spokesperson said, sadly, it's unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. Today, fast food workers in California will be making $20 an hour. Of all the people who work in fast food, over 500,000 are not teenagers looking to earn some extra spending money, but instead are adults looking to support their families. There's a problem there that we got to that point. Someone in California who owns 10 Auntie Anne's pretzels said increasing his employees' wages will cost him almost $500,000 a year and will have to raise prices about 5 to 15%, not hire any more people, and never open up another location in California. 20 years ago today, Google unveiled what has got to be one of their most popular products, Gmail. Google often has April Fool's jokes, so people thought this was a joke when they announced it, especially that it allowed a gigabyte of storage. That's 13,000 emails. And the largest email server back then, Yahoo and Microsoft, they allowed 30 emails. The Final Four is all set. North Carolina State, their first Final Four since 1984, versus Purdue, their first Final Four since 1980. And then Alabama with their first Final Four appearance ever versus UConn, who won it last year. Now check this out. UConn is the first defending champ to make it back to the Final Four the next year since Florida back in 2006 and 7. That's something. It's been 17 years since the defending champion made it back to the Final Four. Has anyone seen Bill's bracket? Who does Bill have going all the way? I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change So get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here. The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. David, concierge member, I believe the 9 House Republicans who voted against the resolution to condemn Putin for kidnapping Ukrainian children did so because of this, their dislike of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, if that's true, and I certainly don't know if it is, that's despicable. You stick up for the kids. Jim, concierge member, and all of these concierge members are by accident. I didn't seek them out, but they had good questions. Bill, what would have to change in terms of process of law to restrict a single loon judge from reversing rulings, sometimes from the highest court? How can a single judge in New Orleans stop Texas from detaining migrants? It wasn't a single judge. It was a federal court of appeals based in New Orleans with three judges. Supreme Court kicked it back to them. They put a stay on the Texas law, so it stops cold. That'll be appealed. The judges in New Orleans, the three-judge appeals court, will rule. And if they rule against Texas, Texas then will file, and it'll go back to the Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but you have to go through the stair step to get to the Supremes. Les Hartsfield, Comas, Washington. Why aren't the NGOs who are aiding and abetting illegals and defying immigration laws being sued? Because the federal government is funding many of those NGOs. They're doing humanitarian work. What are you going to sue them on? Federal government sending them money to house and feed migrants. So that's what the situation is. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. It is officially April Fool's Day. The Prankster's holiday is celebrated in more than 50 countries around the world. Did you know that? The history behind the bizarre ritual goes back centuries. Here is the story. In 1582, Europe switched from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. New Year's Day was moved from the 1st of April to the 1st of January. Villagers who didn't get the memo still celebrated New Year's Day in the spring. The nobles mocked the locals as foolish. Over the decades, the holiday has created some pretty incredible pranks. In 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop. Camera crews filmed folks in the Alps harvesting noodles from trees. In 1992, National Public Radio reported Richard Nixon was launching a comeback for the White House. The segment made its way to the nightly news. An actor depicting Nixon promised voters, quote, "I never did anything wrong, and I won't do it again." 4 years later, Taco Bell announced it had purchased Philadelphia's Liberty Bell for $50,000 and planned to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. According to the Washington Post, multiple members of Congress called the National Park Service to stop the alleged sale. In 2016, National Geographic promised readers they would no longer use images of naked animals. Instead, they published a story featuring puppies wearing underwear and diapers. And here's something else you might not know about April Fool's Day. It causes panic for millions of Americans suffering from farceophobia, the fear of practical jokes. 15% of adults say the holiday causes severe anxiety. The biggest fears for those suffering from farceophobia? Loud noises, clowns, and electric shock. So be safe out there on April Fool's Day. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.